So tomorrow is September 8th, which is 9 months after December the 8th. As we know, on December the 8th, that was the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And tomorrow is her birthday. There's only three birthdays that are celebrated in the church: our Lord, St. John the Baptist, and Our Lady. And imagine the great joy that must have been at her birth. You know, Eve, the old Eve, disobeyed God. But right from the beginning, one was promised to come and to save us from our sins, to bring forth the one who will crush the head of the serpent. And so here, tomorrow, that one that was promised from the book of Genesis, the new Eve, is born. And all of history, all of creation, all of is waiting in anticipation for her answer. Here she is born. And what is her answer going to be before the Lord? Yes, she was free to decide, just like Eve, will I obey God or will I not? Will I do his will or will I not? So all of God is waiting. All of us are waiting in anticipation for her response. And she said yes to the Lord. She brought forth her son to die on the cross, to save us from our sins, to open up the gates of heaven. But it's because of Our Lady. To honor her, I would like to just give a small little reflection on the Most Holy Rosary. You know, the Rosary was given, as we know, Our Lady has asked us all to say the Rosary. Rosary means crown, crown of roses. Every time we say a rosary, Our Lady gets a beautiful crown. But she asks us throughout history to say this beautiful prayer. As we know, this prayer was revealed by Our Lady to Saint Dominic, who lived in a very significant time of history where there was a heresy called the Albigensian heresy going around. The Albigensians believed that the spirit is good while the flesh is evil. And to combat that heresy, Our Lady appears to say, pray the rosary. Dwell on the mystery that God, who is all good, became man. So if God became man, that must mean that humanity is not evil. This is God's creation. After a while, that heresy was diminished and stamped out. The rosary is a weapon. It's a spiritual weapon. As we know, a couple years ago, you know, the Boko Haram, along with ISIS, were killing Christians just because they were Christians. You know, these Islamic extremists. putting Christians to death, doing horrible things to children. And Our Lady, or one day a bishop in Africa, in Nigeria, had a vision. He was praying, because that's where Boko Haram is. He was praying for their defeat. And all of a sudden, our Lord appeared to him, but our Lord didn't say a word. Our Lord held out a sword. And from that, the bishop took it to mean that he should take that sword. Well, when he reached out for it, that sword turned into a rosary. And then our Lord said, Boko Haram is gone. Boko Haram is gone. Boko Haram is gone. He said that 3 times. So the bishop took that to mean, pray the rosary for the defeat of these Islamic extremists. So he went on a campaign to pray the rosary, get others to pray the rosary. Within a year and a half, Boko Haram was gone. In the 1500s, the Islamic extremists were again on the move, Muslims. They were taking over all of Europe. And they got to Spain. And the Pope at the time, you know, the forces of them were tremendous. There was they had 100,000 ships to our 70,000. That's no exaggeration. So it would have been easy to think that we would go down in defeat. But the Holy Father at the time said, look, we must pray the rosary, pray for Our Lady to intercede. And sure enough, through this beautiful prayer that Our Lady has given, once again, well, at that time that was before Boko Haram, but this giant battle, which would have been a defeat for the Christians, turned out to be a great victory. Our Lady of the Rosary, October 7th, was made because of that day to honor Our Lady because of this victory. The Christians won. The rosary is a defense against evil. In the 70s, there was a terrible mass murder that was killing people. Ted Bundy. And it was related, this story. He went into a college and to take the life of some young ladies. He got to 2 rooms and took their lives. But as he was going for the 3rd, he opened up the door and he was about to go in, and all of a sudden he was pushed back by this unknown force. He fell and he fled. The girl inside that room was praying her rosary. She told her mom, I will pray the rosary every night while I'm in college for Our Lady to defend. And sure enough, Our Lady did. And that story was related years later when Ted Bundy was on death row. He called for a priest. And he told the priest what had happened. But Our Lady is our defense. Our Lady is crying out to us to say the rosary. This last century was one of the most evil centuries in the world, in history. World War I, World War II. You know, culture being turned upside down. The sexual revolution. Let's throw out all rules. They just restrict us, restrict our freedom. And Our Lady, at the beginning of this century, appeared to three young children in Fatima to pray the rosary for the conversion of the world, for the conversion of sinners. Pray to make reparation for great offenses against life. As the century goes on, she appears again. Whenever Our Lady appears, she appears with the rosary. Like, are we going to get it through our head that we need to pray this powerful prayer? It's the only thing that's going to save humanity. It's saved humanity in the past. It will save it again. You know, Our Lady, our Lord gave us a great gift in St. John Paul II. You know, a champion of Our Lady. And he gave us the encyclical which gave us the new luminous mysteries. These mysteries of light. And that's no accident that those mysteries were given in the midst of this century. Because just like before, when we meditate on the joyful, the sorrowful, the glorious mysteries, now we have mysteries, the mysteries of light, to defeat the errors of our day to day. Baptism. Our Lord's baptism, the first luminous mystery. I have a baptism after Mass today, by the way. It's one of my favorite things as a priest. We give glory to God for bringing another baby to Him, another child of God. But people today will say, well, I don't need to be baptized. I'm going to let my children choose for their own. But then they get lost in the world and then they don't even come back to God. They need that grace of baptism. Or it's seen as not important. Our Lord Himself, God Himself, who does not need baptism because He is God, was baptized. As to say, look, follow me. The wedding feast at Cana, the second luminous mystery. Marriage is under attack today. So-called homosexual marriage. Divorce rate is skyrocketing. The first miracle was performed in a marriage. And Our Lady gives us the key to how we are to live our married lives. Do whatever He tells you, she says at the wedding feast of Cana. Stay close to my Son. Obey Him. Follow Him. Follow His church. Receive the grace from this great sacrament to be faithful to one another. To learn to forgive one another, to help each other to get to heaven. We can't redefine marriage. It is between only one man and one woman. To bring forth children into the world, the fruit of their love. The perfect place for children to grow up in safety. The proclamation of the kingdom. Our Lord going around working all his miracles, healing the sick, raising the dead, curing the blind, helping the lame to walk. Giving us life. God is good. He's worked so many miracles. We need to trust him and believe him. Yes, maybe he didn't grant the specific prayer that we cried from our hearts. But that doesn't mean he doesn't love us. He doesn't care. Lift High the Cross was our opening hymn today. Pick up your cross and follow me, he said. He endured the same cross. So we follow him. The transfiguration of our Lord. Some people will say, well, Jesus was just a nice guy, or he was just a guru, or he was, you know, he was a great teacher, but that's it. In the transfiguration, he's showing his glory that was his from the foundation of the world. Showing that he is God. So if he's God, we must follow him. We must obey his commandments. We must believe what he has taught. And that glory is obtained. When did he reveal the transfiguration? After he revealed the cross. So as not to discourage us, when we're going through the cross, when he told his disciples that he was going to go to the cross and suffer and die, he revealed himself in the transfiguration to say, look, focus on me. The cross is not the end. Yes, you will have to carry it. But this is what awaits. The transfiguration, the glories of heaven. So he's showing us that he is God, so we must follow him. There is nowhere else to go, nowhere else to follow. The fifth luminous mystery, the institution of the Holy Eucharist. How appropriate that is of today. Where so many Catholics are forgetting the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. This is the greatest gift of our Lord that he's given us. The gift of himself. The gift to nourish us and strengthen us for our journey. To give us strength when we're weak. Console us when we're sorrowful. God himself is doing that in the Blessed Sacrament. Not a representative of him. God himself. Jesus. So in these mysteries, we see just how we can combat the errors of today. Our Lady has worked many miracles in the past. and she can do it again today. But we have to heed her message. Make the family rosary a daily prayer with your family each and every day to strengthen the family which is under attack. We need that her defense. We need her mantle to cover us and protect us. In whatever state in life you're in, say Our Lady's Rosary. Fill yourself up with Christ, whom that's what exactly what she did. I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your will. Surrendering her will to the Lord and following him all her life. The Holy Rosary helps us to do that. So please, heed Our Lady's message. You know, when there's rosary campaigns, go to them. You know, there's going to be one coming up, Rosary Coast to Coast, on October 13th to pray for an end to all the offenses going on. Be a part of that. Heed Our Lady's message. Turn off the football games and the golf and the whatever it is. Give a little time each day. You know, we give so much time to our entertainment. Certainly we can give a little 20-minute time to Our Lady that she asks for our good. So tomorrow is her birthday. May we give her a beautiful present each and every day, a crown of roses. May we honor her like her son honored her all the days of our life. She will help us. To enter into the glories of heaven. May we heed her message and love her like she deserves. Amen.